Welcome to the CHS podcast and panel topic, headphones.
Yeah, I have multiple pairs of headphones. I have like AirPods, I have over the ear headphones, I have wired headphones. I have all kinds, and I've used all kinds in school before. I know personally that at least for my AirPods, you can hear the music like outside of them, and that's bothered teachers a lot before, so I have to use my over the ear ones if I'm in class usually.
I have wired headphones. I don't trust store-bought AirPods and wired headphones because they either don't last how many hours of music to listen to, or they just fall out of my ears and they just get lost.
Yeah, I think headphones in class are fine, but I think if your teacher is talking, it's super disrespectful if you have your headphones in or like on. But I think if you're like working by yourself, there's no reason why you shouldn't be allowed to have them in or be listening to music, you know?
Yeah, there have been times where like music can be helpful, but I also see the other side to where how to some students, not to all students, but to some it can be distracting. But like if you can work with music in, I feel like you should be allowed to do that.
Yeah, for me it's especially helpful if I'm listening to stuff I like during doing hard work, because during math I would not be doing as well as I am if I couldn't listen to music.
I mean, for some teachers it's like not allowed because you're teaching.
Yeah, but that's understandable though, because the person is talking. I wouldn't want someone ignoring me while I was talking either.
But then there's like some parts where you're doing work and they say just no headphones.
Yeah, which makes me a little mad, but it's okay. Also, another thing is phones. I think you should respect the teacher's like wishes no matter what class you're in, but if you are on it and like don't get your work done, that's kind of your own fault.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I always thought that was the best teaching style. Like, leave it up to the kids to decide how they want to spend their class time, and if they fail the class, that's on them.
Exactly. Like, if your teacher's super lenient about phones, and instead of doing your work or assignment, you're on your phone the entire time, and then get mad at the teacher when you have a low grade, that's your own fault.
Yeah, I feel that teaches the student responsibility, and it teaches them to be able to take responsibility for their own actions.
Yeah, and like
so that when
actions
they
and consequences.
When they like get a job, if they're acting like that and they get fired, then they know the consequences of what happens if they don't act responsibly with their time.
Yeah. And I think that phones can help in classrooms. Like sometimes if you're playing Kahoot or a Blockit or stuff like that, they're okay. Listening to music, looking up things if your like Chromebook is dead or something. But it's all how you choose to spend your own time. If you choose to spend your time in class on your phone and screwing around and not doing your work, and then like come the end of the semester, you have missing assignments. That's no one's fault but yours.
I also feel it teaches about like self-control, when to put your phone away, mm-hmm. or when not to listen to music when yeah. there's like something important being talked about.
Yeah, especially in history classes, I see it a lot because
no one likes history.
Or history.
Not a lot of people like history.
Some of the history teachers are pretty lenient with that, and I can see how frustrated it makes the teacher sometimes. So. Also, Mrs. Moore used to be super lenient with phones, and then she had certain classes that ruined it for people.
Headphones, so it's our opinion. If they're not allowed, we're just going to respect teachers' rules and do what they ask.
Yeah.